Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Stop letting drama deter you. Stop getting so hung up on how you feel about the problem that you stay stuck in that when you could have freed yourself to take action and create a solution. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you slow down a little bit. Take a minute or two or three out of your day to look for opportunities where you can make today make a difference. I'm going to call out a situation that happens again and again and again when I'm working with clients, because this is why so many people struggle to create change. This isn't just one person. This happens multiple times every single week. I was going to say at least five times a week. Somebody shares something via email or in a post. I messed up. What's wrong with me? I'm a failure. I failed again. I let myself down. Why do I keep doing this? I don't know why I can't get it together. And those feelings are supernatural. They're normal. I absolutely understand where they come from. And they're pure drama. They're pure drama. And they are a decision to turn to how you feel about the problem instead of what you can do about the solution. When somebody messaged me just the other day and they shared this sentiment, I feel like a failure again. I said, here's the thing. You have an opportunity to recognize that you're being problem focused and instead say, here's what happened. Here's what I was trying to do. It didn't go that way. Instead, it went like this. This is what I was trying. It doesn't feel like it's not working. It doesn't feel like it's working. I'm not sure what to do differently. Can you help? That is a very, very different scenario. Here's the thing. People who ultimately create success are willing to look at what didn't go well and make changes and or ask for help. And the people who do not create change just throw their hands up like, I suck. What's wrong with me? I can't do it. See, told you. You have the choice to be problem focused or to be solution focused. You have the opportunity to look at what doesn't go well and judge it and have a pity party, or to look at what doesn't go well and learn from it and adjust accordingly. You better believe that I'm reflecting on the last week for myself, which was unexpectedly chaotic. And I'm not throwing a pity party. I dropped the ball here and there, and this didn't go well and that didn't go well. Instead, I'm saying, what can I learn about myself? What can I improve based on this? What do I need to change the next time? What do I need to do differently today? You can't be a problem-focused person and a solution-focused person at the same time. You get to choose. Choose wisely. I'll see you tomorrow.